Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Then tuned into, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. Would you come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan? Before we go any further, I need to update the listeners. From this day forward, up until the end of June, our Thursday shows will be in the afternoon. In most cases, our shows on Thursdays will be in the afternoon from 2 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But we will continue to have our shows on Saturday nights from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. So please make note of that. Once again, our shows, because of my obligations, for Thursdays will most likely be from 2 to 3 in the afternoon, but our regular shows on Saturdays will continue to be from 8 until 9 o'clock until after June of this year. Again, you are now once again tuned into, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. Listen, asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and your paper ready to follow along with Pastor Ron May. He is our guest every second Saturday night. Pastor Ron May is our scheduled guest every second Saturday night. So you definitely need your pen, your paper, and your Bible to follow along. We get ready to go into prayer. I'm asking you all to continue to lift up all those that are bereaved, whether you know them or not, all those that are sick and afflicted, whether you know them or not, keep them lifted up in prayer. Because we serve an awesome God. He's omnipresent, meaning he's everywhere at the same time. So we don't have to worry about sending him anywhere. He's already there. We get ready to go to prayer, to God in prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me, wherever you may be at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, we are coming together once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are, because you're truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth, and you deserve our total praise. We bless your name, Heavenly Father, because we know that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We thank you that you are a faithful promise keeper. You are still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that have been faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Ron May and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we now come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, those that are grieving due to the loss of a loved one. We may not know who they are or where they may be, but you know. And so we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved on tonight that have lost loved ones. Continue to let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. I continue to lift up my cousin Marianne King, my uncle Malachi King, our aunt Eola Hogue, and our entire family, Heavenly Father, also the Goree family that's connected with the Brown family in Detroit, Michigan. We continue to lift them up in prayer because, yes, we lost four members in our family within the last 4 months of the last part of the last year. But we, some of them are still grieving. So we ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Our uncle Malachi lost his wife. She passed away. And then a month later, his son passed away. So I have a special anointing and blessing upon each one of them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing my nephew, Michael, who is stationed in the Army over in Germany. Thank you for allowing him to make it safely to Detroit. And all those that are traveling, Heavenly Father, whether they're traveling overseas or through to other countries, been in the United States, whether by airway or driving or however, or train, however they may be traveling, protect them as only you can in the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your Spirit on tonight over the airways as your word goes forth to your man of God, Pastor Ron, may continue to strengthen him, use him, continue to bless his family, bless the works that you have assigned for his hands through the ministry, through his family, like his wife and his children, that you will continue to be glorified through them is our prayer. In Jesus' name, help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in each one of us. And, oh God, we thank you for every listener that faithfully dials in to this worldwide platform. All those that are listening in to the social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, continue to bless each one of them and give them the desires of their hearts. They will give you glory, honor, and praise as our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to give a shout-out real fast to my pastor and shepherd, none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway, awesome man of God. My pastor, Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is also located in Harper Woods, Michigan. The spiritual food for thought for tonight comes to us saying, God still get glory. God still get joy when we connect with him in prayer. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. God still get joy when we, as his children, connect with him in prayer. I do not own the copyrights in any music or song played on this worldwide ministry platform. Please note that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. We're getting ready to go to our music break right now. Then we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to Pastor Ron May. And following the message on tonight, we will open up the phone line for those of you that have dialed in. If you may have a question for him pertaining to tonight's message, or if you just want to give him words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so following the message on tonight. We're getting ready to go to our song for the night. God deserves our total praise. Total praise is the title of the song. We're getting ready to pray for you now for the music break. Enjoy. Yes, praise the Lord. I don't care what situation you may find yourself in right now. No matter what your condition is, God still deserves our total praise. He's just that kind of God. He deserves your total praise, my total praise. He deserves our total praise. So right now, I pray that you all have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along with Pastor Ron May. He's standing by, getting ready to come forth to deliver God's word. Again, once he concludes with tonight's message, I will be opening up the phone lines for all of you that have dialed in. Yes. Pastor Romney, I have some background noise in your background. Could you try to eliminate that, please, before we come on? Pastor May.
Amen.
Pastor May, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Amen.
God, just kind of eliminate some of that in the background, please.
Yep.
I'm now yielding the mic to you, Pastor Ron May. I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord again. Thank you again, Brother Brown, our gracious host. Thank God for all the saints of God tonight who are listening. again, just continue to pray our strength in the Lord. It's been a challenging month, but a month of victory. Amen. And so the Lord is good. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, Lord, we thank you again for this opportunity to minister your word tonight. Now let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. Amen. We do thank and praise God for Brother Brown, who is our gracious host. Thank God for this worldwide ministry, radio station. God is good and is gracious. Tonight, again, we want to talk about promise. And I want to talk to you tonight about the promised place, or the promised place, that place of solidarity, where we get that alone time with God. God wants to spend time with you. God wants to impart in you. And so tonight, I want to talk about that. And so let's go to the book of Mark. The book of Mark, the first chapter and the 35th verse is what we're going to deal with. The book of Mark, chapter number 1, verse 35 reads in this way. And it says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." Let me say it again. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. This tonight, I want to talk to those believers who are in the work. Those of you who are promised people, but you are in the work. You're not on the sideline. You're in the work of ministry. You're doing things. You're doing your ministry gift through plays. You're doing your ministry gift through your giving. You're doing your ministry gift through your evangelism. And like Brother Brown, this worldwide platform that he has, gathering ministers together to minister to the world. Bless God. That's a gift from God. And when you're doing things like this, when you have that kind of responsibility, when you have an active role in ministry, sometimes you come up against challenges, disappointments, disparities, setbacks, things that sometimes you don't even have any control over. And so we gotta take a page out of the Lord's book, and we have to find a place of solidarity where we are getting impartation, where God can speak to you and give you knowledge and wisdom on how to go in and out before people, having a conscious state. Watch that. That's what I want to get into us tonight. A godly consciousness where God is speaking to you, where you're spending time alone with the Lord, building the relationship with him so that he can impart into you his consciousness, so that you can have discernment, so that you can discover what it is that God wants for you and others in your life. I'm talking to people tonight who are in ministry, who are working in the vineyard. I want you to understand tonight that your prayer is significant. Your prayer is future changing. Are you listening to me tonight? I need you to understand tonight that God wants to put you in a place of provision and promotion, and most importantly, he wants to protect you because you have the goods. You are what God needs. And so that time that is spent with him alone, hallelujah, this is what God wants. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, it says effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous. Watch this. It produces wonderful results. Your time spent with God, when you pray, when you spend that time alone with him. It builds you. It builds your character. It builds your moral stability. Glory to God. It builds that integrity to do things the way that God wants you to do them. I like how David says in Psalm 63. Come on, why don't we take a look at Psalm 63? Hallelujah. Glory to God. David was in a dry place. And sometimes as believers, sometimes when we're serving the Lord, we feel like we're in a wilderness place. We're in a dry place, a place where there's no producing. Things are not happening for us. And so when those things start not happening for us, sometimes we get in a spirit in our mind that spirit of disparity or that place of depression. I want you to understand that those things are a spirit, but that solitary place, that place alone with God can get you feeling better. And I love Psalm 63. It's because in Psalm 63, it's only 11 verses, but they are super powerful. Listen to what David says. Listen to his cry. Listen to how he cries out. He says, oh God, thou art my God. Here it is, that personal place, that secret place. Oh my God, that place of protection, that place where God can pour out his provision to you. That place where God shows his faithfulness to you. Watch what, look at what he says. He says, oh God, thou art my God. And watch what he does. He did just like Jesus did. He says, early will I seek thee. There it is. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want to be near to you, God. I want to be closer to you, God. I want to be next to you, God. I want to be right by you, God. Oh, my God. In my prayer, in my praise, in my obedience. Let me say it again. In my prayer, in my praise, in my obedience, in my obedience. And see, for those of us who serve in the kingdom, when we're doing kingdom work, that's what we would call hand-to-hand combat. Glory to God. Mm. God, I want to just be close to you. I want to get into your presence. I want to do what it is that you'd have me to do. And that place of solidarity, that place of impartation, that place of God granting and giving you his full divided attention, because now it's just you and him. Look at what David says. Oh, I love how he says it. He says, my soul, and we know what the soul's house of. It's house of our emotion. It's house of our intellect and our strength and our ability. That's our soul. That's that thing on the inside of us that moves us. Oh, glory to God. And it's spending time with the Lord. I call that my personal devotion, my meditation time, my time of contemplation, reflection. Are you listening to me tonight? God wants you to be there in that secret place. Psalms 91 says, the secret place of the Most High, and I shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's what I want to do. I want to be close. I want to be sanctified. I want to surrender all of my possessions. That's what you're doing in the high place, in the place where God is. Exodus 3:21 says there's a place by me. I want to cover you up. I want to make sure that you see me in my glory. Glory to God. Look at David. Look at what he's saying, saints of God. Oh, God, thou art my God, and early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. He said, I ain't got desires for nothing else in this dry land, in this desolate place that I'm in this wilderness that I'm in all of this chaos and calamity, what's going on in the world. He said, God, I want to be near you. I want to be near you. I want to see, he says, I want to see your power. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. This is where I want to be. He says, and then he begins to reflect, because David's in a dry place right now. He begins to reflect. That's why I love reflection. Sometimes you got to remember. I believe it's in Exodus 12 where it says, he says, remember thou thy creator. David says, I remember. He says, I've seen in your sanctuary. That's why it's so important to be in church. He says, I've seen in your sanctuary. He says, I've seen your loving kindness. Oh, my God. People who you know that's been torn and abused and broke down. And you see them come into the place of God, and their whole lives have been changed. Glory to God, because of God's loving kindness. Glory to God. He says because I've seen thy loving kindness, and it's better than life. He says, and my lips shall praise thee. Glory to God. Then we got to in that place alone with God early in the morning, let God get your morning breath. Before anything else, before you even brush your teeth, let God get your morning breath. And you speak to him, and you just tell him how wonderful and awesome he is. He can take your breath because he's put it in there. And you don't want nobody else smelling your breath, but God can smell your breath. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord. I wanna commit my plans and all my successes to you, Lord. I don't wanna live recklessly. This is when you get into that quiet place, that place alone, that God consciousness, that I'm listening to you, Lord. What are you saying? I'm talking to people tonight. I'm talking to the mature saints tonight. Those of you who are working in ministry, you gotta take time to get in a place with God and you and God alone.
Mm-hmm.
You and God alone, by him, by yourself, near him, close to him, next to him, right by him. Are y'all listening to me tonight? I don't care where you are. You could be behind prison walls right now, but there's a place with all of that noise. Because, see, it's a lot of noise out here. I'm learning that, and I'm learning how to get away from the Lord, the noise. It was a song, away from the noise, alone with you. That's what I want to be. Nothing else matters. I love that song. Nothing else. It's to worship you I live. To worship you I live. To worship you. That's what I want to do. And so I have to get my consciousness off everything that I'm trying to do. As men, sometimes we're always moving about trying to make sure that we're doing what it is that we need to do. And I'm not telling a man not to succeed and not to go after that, but one thing that you need to go after, and I love David when he says this, he says, one thing that I've desired, and that will I seek after. I'm not seeking after money. I'm not seeking after prestige. I'm not seeking after to get into a person's place who can give me favor. David said, one thing that I've desired, and that will I seek after, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord, to behold. See, that's what he wants to see. He wants to see the wonders of God. And see, that's for the leaders. That's for the people of God who are going after God, and not just going after God for their own sake, but the sake of others. We have to pray for people like James Brown, who has this platform. We have to pray for people like myself, Pastor May, Lady May, our own overseer, Bishop Holloway. We have to pray for our leaders so that they'll be fervent in their prayer and hungry always for God. Oh, my God. Virtuous people commit themselves to God. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Commit yourself. Commit your plans. Commit your will. Commit your successes. get into high places. And sometimes when you go into high places, certain folks can't go with you. In Genesis, the 22nd chapter, verses 1 through 8, Abraham had to take him and his son, and they had to go to a high place of worship. Glory to God. And they were going to make a sacrifice. And they told, Abraham told his young man, he said, you all abide here with the donkey. Y'all stay right here while me and the lad go up yonder to worship. Glory to God. God wants to take you to a place, and certain places people won't be able to go with you.
That's right.
Because of your consciousness, because of what it is that God is trying to do in your life. And there's a place for that. Glory to God. It's a place for it, but you got to work hard for that place, because that's a place of productivity. That's when you're fruitful. That's when you multiply. That's when you replenish. That's when you have salvation. That's when you have victories. Glory to God. Who am I speaking to tonight? God is calling you to a higher place. And I know you've been at some challenges. I know you've had some setbacks. I know the devil's been trying to close your mouth for years. But God says, no, I'm opening up your mouth tonight. I'm prophesying to somebody. You got to be like David. You got to be like, oh, God. Oh, God, thou art my God. Make it personal.
Yeah.
Make you and your relationship with God personal. Oh, God, you are my God. I'm in this place right now. I feel the presence of the Lord right here in my office right now. I feel his presence just by me teaching you this tonight. Promised person, that God has a place for you, and it's right by him. You're no different than Moses. He wants to get close to you. Draw me close to you. I love hear Pastor Winans saying that song. Draw me close to you. Never let me go. He said, I'll lay it all down. What his possessions, everything that he owned. I want to give that to God. I want to get to this high place. Who am I talking to tonight? Oh, God, teach us to desire you more, Lord. Teach us to want you the more, Lord. Teach us to love you the more, Lord. Teach us to hear your voice clearer, Lord. Teach us how to want you and have communion with you. Oh, my God, that's what it is. Communion, fellowship, koinonia. That's what I want to do. I want to be close. I want to be close. I want to be close. Oh, God, thou art my God.
Yeah,
and
early
will I seek thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land.
Yes.
Oh, have mercy, Lord. I'm around dry and thirsty people. And I'm longing for you. I'm working hard at that. I'm walking in the spirit. I'm walking by faith. I'm walking in wisdom. I'm walking in love. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Even with challenges. Even with my adversary at me. Even with opposition in my life. Even with trouble. Even with trauma, even with torment, even with tribulation, I'm going to come close to God. Even in those times of difficulties, I'm going to follow him. I'm going to trust him with my life. Oh, God, thou art my God. I'm telling you, I'm learning how to handle trouble now. I'm not complaining no more. I'm going to do like Job. When Job had those troubles in his life and disappointments, the Bible said that man took him a shower, shaved his head, and he worshiped. Are y'all listening to me? He lost his he lost his money. He lost his children. He lost his health. Everything, lost stuff. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but somebody thinks that they done lost something. I'm telling you, if you ain't lost your life, you ain't lost nothing. Because God said, I hear Jesus talking now, that I came that you might have life and you might have more abundantly. Are you listening to me? And you get that in kind of impartation when you live in his presence. It's because Jesus says life is more precious than anything. You see, if you got life, you can restart. You might have to restart with a portion. I like how the old folks used to say a portion of health and strength, but at least you got some strength. But then the Bible don't tell us to do all things in our own strength anyway. Philippians 4:13 says we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. Are you listening to me tonight? So what am I doing? I'm rising up in the morning. I'm getting up in the morning. And I'm asking God for instructions to guide me through this traumatic, trauma-driven world where there's nothing but noise and chaos on every hand. I know this is what it is. Jesus said it. He says it's going to be just like the days of Noah. Oh, my God.
What he said.
He said, but don't worry. Don't have any regrets about your choice to follow me. He says, because I've overcome the world. Glory to God. And you will understand that when you start getting into that solitary place, when you start getting there, when you start making the time and God starts to impart in you. And then you become more aware, because in this day and age, you got to be discerning. Ask God for the spirit of discernment in this time, in this place, in this season. Glory to God. I know I'm ministering tonight. Your prayer and your praise and your obedience is what's going to take you through. Let me say it again. That's the thoughts tonight. That's what I want you to hold on to. I want you to have prayer that's producing, and you can because you are a born-again believer. I want you to have prayer that's fire, that prayer and that praise that affects other people, your prayer and your praise, and then coupled with your obedience to God's word. Glory to God. Spend that time. Get your consciousness right. Learn how to contemplate on the things. That's what Ephesians 4 was trying to teach us. It's Ephesians 4 or Philippians. Hold on. I want to make sure I'm right on that. Where it says, think on good things. Things are pure and just and of a good report. That's what we want to do.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do. That's what we want to have. We want to have the right testimony. We want to be of the saints that they talk about in Revelation, where they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Them the type of people we want to be. Glory to God. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Yeah. I believe that's Philippians 4 and 8, where it talks about things that are just and pure and of a good report. Those are the things. Whose report will you believe, Isaiah said? We are going to believe the report of the Lord. It's why. How do you know the report of the Lord, mate? Because I spend time with
him.
I get into that place. I'm trying to teach you tonight. I want you to be a believer that wins. I want you to be a Christian that wins. I want you to be a child of God that wins.
Yes.
And even in difficulty, even in challenge, we got to learn how to respond. We got to learn how to embrace things that come. We got to learn how to accept it. Yes, we're going to have trials. Yes, we're going to have tribulation. But we have the answer. Psalms 34:19, which is one of my favorite psalms, says many are the affliction of the righteous, but I love to be part of it. But God delivers them out of them all. He didn't say some of them. He didn't say part of them. He says he delivers them out of them all. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not muttering over things that's not going to give me victory. I'm blessed. I embrace the fact that I got a beautiful family that loves me. I can't be concerned about folks who don't love me.
I know that's right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all listening to me tonight? Then you gotta get that stuff out of your mind. I'm not concerned about what other folks are thinking about me. It's because my responsibility, my job is, my passion, my purpose is to win them to Christ. And so I've got to get into that place so that God can impart his knowledge to me, so God can give me his wisdom, so that I can be close to him, so I can have a consciousness of God. Glory to God. Oh, God, that's what I want. I want to have your consciousness. I want to be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. I do. But if God decides to only give me what he's given me, I'm going to learn how to be grateful. And you can only get that place of gratefulness when you're in his presence. Because in his presence, I love how Lady May said, when Lady May said that, just sets me fire. She says, in his presence, she'll say it. Ooh, I know it. It got total conviction on it because I see her. She says, in his presence is the fullness of joy. Glory to God. I feel like shouting right now because I see my wife, and I understand she gets it. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Glory to God.
Fullness. Yes, sir.
Oh, my God, I'm about to speak in tongues. Oh, my God, because it just got a hold to me because I'm in that place right now. Glory to God. I feel like giving you the praise. I feel like giving you the glory. See, when you get in this presence, what you going to do? You ain't going to do nothing but lift your hands in the sanctuary.
Yes.
Open your mouth.
Hallelujah.
After you've been battling demons. If you read in the book of Mark, right before Jesus gets and starts to feel back up, he didn't cast out devils. That's what he did. He cast out devils. He was healing all kinds of diseases. I said he was healing all kinds of diseases. Cancer, diabetes.
Yes.
Leprosy, whatever it was, he was healing it and casting them devils out. And them devils was trying to talk, and he told them to be quiet. Don't you know when you get in a place in the consciousness of God, you can tell them devils to shut their mouth. What you talking about, death? Get out of my family. What are you talking about, death? Get out of my family. God said we're going to live and declare the works of the Lord. Are you listening to me? But you got to work hard to produce that kind of faith. I said you got to work hard. You got to labor hard in your prayer life. You got to labor hard in your prayer. The sacrifice of praise. Are y'all listening to me? The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteousness. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You won't get that when you get in that solitary place, though. Oh, my God. I got a few more minutes. Just a few more. I'm trying to get us there. I'm trying to get us there. Write this down in your notes tonight. Consciousness. That's what I'm doing. I got a God consciousness. Romans. 12:1-2. It says, beseech ye, brothers, by the mercy of God, I'm urging you, I'm begging you like Paul tonight, to give yourself a living sacrifice. My pastor, my father in ministry told me, he said, be different. Be different. What is he saying to me? He's telling me to be holy. Be set apart. Mm-hmm. Don't be average. God's people are not average. We are peculiar. We're different.
Yeah.
Peculiar. Right. We're different. According to 1 Peter 2:9. We're different. Royal priesthood. Holy nation. Peculiar people. That we should do what? Show forth the praises. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting in that place so I can come out of that place and show forth God's praises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish I was in the church. I know they'll be saying hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because we're getting the wisdom of God. We're getting the consciousness of God. These people are not conscious about God. They're not woke. They're asleep. We living in a society that's asleep, and we as covenant people can't live reckless lives.
Amen. Help us, Jesus.
Change our ways, Lord. Show us how you want us to be. We want to get into that place. Tonight, tonight, beloved, make it your business that you're going to get into the place. You're going to get near. You're going to get more closer to God because you've been called to do a work. I'm talking to the workers tonight, those who labor in the vineyard. I don't care where you work in ministry. You could be on the choir. You could be in the choir. You could be in the kitchen. You could be doing the maintenance around the church. I don't care what position you hold in ministry. It is all important to God, and you should be in a place when people encounter you, they're going to know that you've been in that secret place, that you've been in a place by God, that you've been in that solitary place, that place where when God can impart to you, that place where you're near him, that secret place where he can unfold his faithful promises to you, where he can protect you and give you his provision. As freely you have given, freely shall you receive. That's what God wants tonight for you. Your praise, your prayer, and your obedience. That's your hand-to-hand combat. That's how you're going to win in this life. I'm closing with that tonight. Know that Jesus died for you. Know that he was buried. Know that he rose on the third day morning, and he has all power in his hand, and he's giving you power. He says, go and be a witness. Oh, my God, I feel the Holy Spirit. And he says, go and be witnesses to me all over the world. Oh, my God, I feel God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be a witness for me.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
That's what I want. That's what I want from you. But you got to get into a place of prayer. You got to get into a place of praise. You got to get into a place of obedience that I'm going to follow what you say. Make time for God so he can impart it to you. God bless you.
Yeah.
God keep you. And may heaven smile upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Ron Main, for that powerful word on tonight. Such a needed word for such a time that we're living in and experiencing, even on tonight, that solidarity place that we need to find ourselves in, connected with God. And I like how you summed it all up, and it kind of ties in with the spiritual proof of thought. God still gets joy when we connect with him in prayer. I love how God ties that in together with your message title, with the spiritual food for thought for tonight. Listen, I am getting ready to open up the phone lines for those of you that have dialed in, even though we know that we do have a lot of people that do dial in, but some of them don't say anything, but we still thank God for you. Pastor Ron May, we do have Sister Cheryl Doss, one of our faithful members at Peace and Goodwill, and she's on the line tonight, but she will not be speaking because her phone is on mute because she's on another assignment with homework. So she did dial in. I know she was blessed by this word on tonight as well. But before
bless
I open up the phone,
I
want to make this one announcement real fast before I open up the phone lines. I am extending an invitation to all of you listeners that are in the Michigan area or in the Chicago area. If you are going to be in Detroit, Michigan on next Sunday afternoon, next Sunday evening at 5 o'clock p.m., Robert E. Mitchell III and the Chosen Few Choir will be celebrating their musical debut that next Sunday, March the 17th, 2024 at 5 p.m. Admission is $25. It's going to be held at Anointed by God Ministries. That address is 15003 Joy Road. Again, that address is 15003 Joy Road, Anointed by God Ministries. The pastor is Bishop Celestine Todd. She is the pastor and shepherd there. And that's in Detroit, Michigan. Zip code is 48, 228. If you don't have a ticket now in your hand, you can get a ticket at the door. Again, Robert E. Mitchell III and the Chosen Few Choir will be celebrating their musical debut on next Sunday, March 17th at 5 p.m. at Anointed by God Ministries, 15003 Joy Road, that's Detroit, Michigan, 48228. Bishop Celestine Todd is the pastor and the host pastor for this event. Again, the admission is $25. If you don't have a ticket in your hand, you can purchase your ticket at the door. That being said, now I am opening up the phone lines for all of you that have dialed in on tonight. If you were blessed by this word from this awesome man of God, please let him know. So if you may have a question for him pertaining to tonight's message, or you just want to give him words of encouragement, the phone lines are open. Anyone. Praise the Lord.
Yes, that was a good message tonight, and I thank you for it, and keep on keeping on.
Amen. That was Sister Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina, Pastor May. Sister Mary Ann, is
and I got my friend on the line also.
Amen. Praise the Lord, awesome women of God. Were you all blessed by tonight's word? Hello?
Yes, baby, I'm here, and I really enjoyed the message. And just keep on. And I'm trying very much to get closer and closer to God.
Amen.
Amen. That's exactly what he wants us to do. And that's what Pastor May is talking about tonight. Getting a personal, a close relationship and a close walk with the Lord. We have a solidarity with God. Marianne, what is your other friend? Your friend's name? What is her name?
Irene Galloway.
Miss Galloway?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Galloway, thank you for tuning in on tonight. Thank you. We appreciate you on tonight from Greensboro, North Carolina. We thank you. Well, did you enjoy the message on tonight?
Sure, I enjoyed it.
Amen. Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. It's unnecessary. I want you and Mary Ann to know that we are still praying for you, and also for you, Mr. Galloway. All of you are from Greensboro, North Carolina. We are definitely praying for you all.
All right. I need all the prayer I can get.
Amen.
That's why the word of God said we ought to pray ye one for another. And just like Pastor May said, and it's according to God's word, the fervent prayers of the righteous still avail as much. God is the same. He has no respect or person.
Yes.
Like I said, Pastor May, we have Sister Cheryl Doss on the line, but she's doing homework right now. Her phone is on mute. She had called me before we went live to let me know that she was going to be on mute, but she's doing homework, but she was listening in. I know she was blessed and inspired by the word as well on tonight. I just want to let
praise
you know
God,
that she was online. So I want to say to Pastor Ryan, I really do appreciate you. I appreciate your wife. I thank God for you taking time out of your busy schedule to come forth and deliver another word from the Lord that he gave to you to share with his people. And for the listeners, please make this note on your calendar that Pastor Ron May is our scheduled guest every second Saturday night. Listen, please remember that Pastor Norman King, my first cousin, Mary Ann's brother, that just spoke on the line. I'm jumping ahead. We have on the 16th of March, next Saturday, we have Dominique Pickett. She's going to deliver a Sunday school lesson from Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church on this platform. Then we also have Gavin Jackson from Peace and Goodwill. He's over the mime ministry. He's going to discuss how miming for God is important. So those two will be my guests on next Saturday night from Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. Again, Dominique Pickett will be sharing a Sunday school lesson next Saturday night. On the 23rd, of March, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C., all of you that are listening faithfully, you already know what God is already doing through him. Again, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson is scheduled for Saturday, March the 23rd. And then the last Saturday in March, is the 30th, Pastor Norman King, my first cousin, the pastor of the Victory Outreach Ministries and located in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be delivering God's word on the 30th of March. And remember that for the next few Thursdays, we will be scheduled our shows from 2 to 3 in the afternoon because I am on another assignment, and I'm singing in 5 different choirs, and I just thank God for all the different doors that he has opened for me. I'm just giving – I can't praise God for you. I can only praise him for myself. But I just thank God for all the different doors that he has opened for me to be a blessing to the body of Christ and to the kingdom of God. So, again, Pastor Ron May, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my guest on tonight. And we are looking forward to you being on again the second Saturday of next month. If you don't mind, Pastor Ron May, before we go up there, Eric, if you would close us out in prayer, please, Pastor May.
Sir, one more time.
Could you please close us out in prayer?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Again, gracious Father, we thank you for every opportunity to approach your throne. God, we don't approach your throne as strangers, but as your children, and you said we could come boldly. And so, God, I pray on tonight that every need would be met. I pray for those who are sick and shut in. I pray for those who are bereaving. I pray for those who have health problems. God, we recognize in all areas, God, that you can heal. You are a miracle-working, awesome God.
Yes.
You've done it in my life, God. I pray that you would do it in their lives. I speak for Mother tonight. She said, Lord, just help us keep her in prayer. Lord, just don't let her faith diminish in this season, Lord. Let her know that her reward is assured, oh God. Give them peace, Lord. Bless the mothers, Lord. Bless those who have served and prayed for us, oh God, who have done things when they had the opportunity to do them, Lord. And now, Lord, they're in their place of rest and peace and relaxation, Lord. Let their retirements be good things, Lord. Let their grandchildren and their children bless them and love them and encourage them and speak life to them, Lord. And God, we thank you.
Yeah.
We thank you for Brother Brown. I pray, God, that you will continue to bless and protect this man. Protect and bless everything that he's attached to, the choirs, the church, Peace and Goodwill, our parent church, New Life Tabernacle, the church that I shepherd and pastor, the churches, Lord, that you've given us assignment to go and touch all of the prisoners that's out on the airways, those who are listening tonight, Lord. I pray that you continue to strengthen my sister, Tara Doss, Lord. I see you work miracles. You letting this young lady live because there is a call upon her life. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you give this woman of God strength. Put your super on our natural, God. Let me say it again. Put your super on our natural. We thank you, God. Thank you again, Lord, for this opportunity, this time to share with your people. God, we don't take it for granted. You told us in the word, don't despise small beginnings. And so we're grateful for every opportunity you give us to serve and just preach your word. Now, Lord, let us, as we leave this place, certainly let your presence keep your angels encamped about us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Ron May. Yes, I want to let you all know, as I always say, I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord.